The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Thursday morning, and we are located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. We're on the south end facing Northwest 31st Avenue. And we will have our grand opening on January 3rd, a Tuesday. And we expect a lot of people here. That will take place at 1 o'clock with the big ribbon cutting ceremony with most of the officials from the city of Margate, as well as the owners of the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. And we will have a tremendous raffle drawing that particular day, because everybody who comes into the Save a Lot Nutrition Center store will receive a raffle ticket, which is good for the raffling that will take place with many valuable gift baskets on the 3rd, January 3rd, 1 o'clock, right after the ceremony. We're going to be drawing names for these fantastic baskets of surprises that the companies that we do business with have donated to us. And most of the baskets are worth in excess of $100. So please make sure when you stop in to Save a Lot, ask for your ticket for the raffle prizes, and we'll be more than happy to give one to you. So again, mark it on your calendar, January 3rd, Tuesday, the grand opening of the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Joining me this morning up in the WWNN Studios in Boca Raton is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. So happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you because I know you brought along a very, very special guest. And the topic that we're going to be speaking about today is most intriguing because in many pieces of literature I've read over the last couple of years, the topic we're going to be speaking about could help people who are looking to lose weight. It's an interesting side topic with these particular products that I think we can explore and discuss with our very special guest. But I'm going to turn it over to you now, Janet, so we can introduce our special guest.
Okay, thanks so much, Al. And yes, in addition to addressing weight management issues, brain chemistry issues, all manner of digestive issues. That's our topic today. And the focus is on probiotics. And our expert joining us today is Bruce Topping. And Bruce Topping is a national educator for Garden of Life. And he is in so much demand nationwide, bringing his area of expertise. He's made presentations to Weston A. Price groups and a variety of different organizations across the country with regard to Garden of Life products. But today we're going to focus specifically on Garden of Life raw probiotics and their very special line of doctor-formulated probiotics. Our guest today, Mr. Bruce Topping. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the
show. Hey, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
We have so much to cover, and I think a very great listening audience waiting for the kind of information that they can use to improve so many different areas of their lives. And as a nutrition counselor, one of the first approaches that I use with my counseling clients is improve your digestive system. If you don't improve your digestive system, all those fabulous, fabulous nutrients that you're getting from your diet and your supplement program aren't going to make a difference. So let's start with Garden of Life raw probiotics. Why do we have to have raw probiotics? What does that mean?
Yeah, so the word raw was really meant to announce that we're trying to make a product that's free of industrial processing, that really takes it back to the kind of origins of where probiotic research began, which was cultured food. This idea that when you look back in history, the people that ate the most fermented or cultured or what we call lacto-fermented foods really seemed to live the longest. And this was done over 100 years ago now. This research that came out of Bulgaria is sort of where the probiotic market began. And so Garden of Life took a hard look at the early research and focused on the work of a Nobel Prize-winning scientist, Eli Metchnikoff. He's considered one of the fathers of immunology. He's got some really famous discoveries back in 1908 and 1906. But he was the first one to look at how, these bacteria in our gut that make all these acids and enzymes and hormones and vitamins and neurotransmitters, he was really the first one to put it together that, these bacteria, all these critters, seem to have a lot to do with our immune system. And so Garden of Life went back to the drawing board and wanted to make a raw probiotic that was all about cultured food and going back to the big diversity that's been found in the food supply for thousands of years. So for many people, this is the first probiotic pill type product they've ever seen that has this type of diversity with over 30 strains and also shipped cold with no binders and fillers or lubricants or weird polymers or glazes. It's a really clean manufacturing process. We don't use a lot of weird gimmicks. And then furthermore, it's delivered at high cell counts that are guaranteed. You know, there's been a long history in the market where companies would sort of play a shell game and only offer a claimed potency that was really meant to be at the time of manufacture, not necessarily what would be there if the consumer bought it after a year of sitting on the shelf. So we're basically, you know, with raw probiotics, trying to go back to traditional foods and look at all the properties that they had, all the cultural diversity, all the huge number of strains and different species. And so, you know, raw probiotics became one of the best probiotics, I think, that's ever been launched in the industry and still has a huge following years after we have launched it. We're very proud of this one.
Such important information to share with our listeners now. Okay, you said Eastern European and you mentioned Bulgaria. And so might people who look at the individual beneficial bacteria in their probiotic formula, they see Acidophilus bulgaricus. And so they can assume that it is that particular Eastern European strain that has been shown over more than 100 years to have a benefit to the human digestive tract?
Yeah, that's right. So Bulgaricus was actually named by Metchnikoff back in the early 1900s. It was named after the Bulgarian peasants. And yeah, I mean, nowadays, Bulgaricus is actually required to be in yogurt in order to legally call it yogurt. I mean, there's a lot of legal gray area now about what can be called yogurt or not. But yeah, it's a famous strain, Lactobacillus bulgaricus, and it makes a lot of acids and enzymes, so it's a really good bacteria to have in our gut. And it's one of the strains that you're going to find, you know, pretty high cell count of, you know, a lot of it delivered in our raw probiotics. And we think that for the consumer out there who's not getting cultured food, I mean, I always say, Janet, that for most people out there, making traditional cultured fermented food at home may be out of reach. You know, I often think that the store-bought versions, you know, even at my mom's store, which is a great health food store, they're usually not the same. You know, the store-bought versions are kind of watered-down, industrial Mickey Mouse versions compared to the really strong fermented foods that you can make at home and you know, simply taste sour and aren't as fun to eat, maybe. So we're trying to make, you know, a product line that can bridge the gap between modern fermented pills of you know, products that have been sold for 30 years now that often, you know, in the probiotic market didn't have this type of diversity, didn't have this level of cell count. So we're really going out there with what we consider to be a much stronger version of the probiotics, but also incorporating a lot of the other sort of media, the stuff that's in the fermented food. We don't just want a pile of bacteria. We want all the acids and enzymes and peroxides and all the cool proteins that are rendered by these bacteria into the food. So this is, you know, not just a straight probiotic. It's actually yogurt concentrate and an actual kefir, a SCOBY or a mother of what we call a colony that's ground up into the probiotic powder. I think this is the first time that's ever been done. But yes, you will definitely get a high amount of Lactobacillus bulgaricus, along with over 30 other strains. And this is the type of diversity that we think has always existed in food, that you can't walk up to a food in the past, you know, 1,000 years and expect to get one strain. You know, that's only in a laboratory could we ever, you know, refine it and isolate down to a single strain, you know, compared to the traditional diets, which delivered dozens. So that's kind of our thinking and design behind the raw probiotics was big strain diversity, high cell counts, shipped cold, with no binders and fillers or lubricants, and yeah, to your point, a huge amount of Lactobacillus bulgaricus, which was famously named after the Bulgarians.
Now, you're talking about Bulgarian yogurt as a source for this particular strain, and you mentioned kefir and so on. These are dairy-based substances. For people who are concerned about consuming dairy, what can you tell them so that they can relax and not worry about consuming the Garden of Life raw probiotic line?
Yeah, so there are a few things. First off, when you get into the dairy threshold, you know, like how much dairy it actually takes to induce an immune response, meaning allergies or skin reactions or mucus, and usually that is considered to be 3 grams, meaning you're going to need a, you know, a few thousand milligrams of the casein or lactose or whey, you know, the milk sugars and milk proteins in order to induce that immune response and cause all those reactions. So first off, we are under the 3 gram threshold. So there's really not, it's not even like a swig of milk in terms of how much milk sugar and milk protein you're actually getting in terms of just straight volume. Next, the milk that's present here, even if it's at low amount, is already pre-digested. You know, the bacteria have broken down the proteins and sugars. So there's really not much crude, you know, lactose hanging around in the product when we measure it. And then third, we add a dairy digesting enzyme blend just to try to make triple sure that nobody's going to have any lactose intolerant type of symptoms from this. So we feel pretty darn good that, you know, even our employees at our company who are lactose intolerant do very well on raw probiotics, almost virtually every time. But I will say that there are a couple of people I've met in within our own company too who can't use raw probiotics. So if you have a dairy allergy that's down to the microgram levels, like you have an anaphylactic response where your throat swells from touching dairy, well, then, geez, I would understand why you might not want to play with fire, and I would urge you to try our other probiotic line that we'll get into here in a few minutes called Dr. Formulated Probiotics, which are dairy-free. But raw probiotics still, I mean, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of authors and researchers, who will tell you that dairy strains have among the very best track records that have some of the most impressive research behind them. So I'll say that dairy strains are really valuable, and we get people who swear by the raw probiotics as being superior to the doctor formulated. I mean, to me, these are really just tools, and so it's hard to ever discuss, you know, which tool is superior. You know, it's kind of like discussing a superiority, which one is better, a hammer or a screwdriver, you know, and it's like, well, obviously that depends on the scenario that you're trying to apply the tool in. And that's the same for probiotics. I think they work differently for different people owing to our vast differences of biochemistry and our unique microbiomes, that every human being is kind of a unique little snowflake with its own individual signature ecology, its own little ecosystem. So, yeah, I love the raw probiotics.
To paraphrase a physician that both Mr. Al Foreman and myself have worked with, what is the best probiotic? The one that works for you. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center as we speak, as well as our very special guest, Mr. Bruce Topping, and we are speaking about Garden of Life probiotics. Stay tuned. More to come.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyonic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you. The Savvy Health Food Shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with our very special guest, Mr. Bruce Topping, and, of course, our licensed nutritional counselor, Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be at the WWNN studios up in Boca. I am totally intrigued by this category from Garden of Life with respect to the two different formulations. One is the raw probiotics, which we've been speaking about, and then the doctor-formulated probiotics that was formulated by Dr. Perlmutter. And in front of me on your desk, Janet, are 27 different SKUs or different products between the two lines. 27. I don't think the company has missed anybody in determining which is best for them. The one specific one, in the raw probiotic line, which I think is a godsend to people who have a digestive problem that want to help heal it very quickly, and that is the raw probiotic 5-day max care, which is a 400 billion guarantee in a packet. There's only 5 servings in this particular jar, and it should help ease any difficulty anybody has with respect to any digestive issues that they've been having for quite some time and have not been able to find the proper treatment for them. And then I'm looking at another one, a raw probiotic, Ultimate Care, with a 100 billion guarantee. So I know that we still have a lot to cover with Bruce, and I'm going to turn it back to you, Janet.
And so that 5-day special formula, I think that that is specifically focused on individuals who may have been treated literally heroically, possibly intravenously with antibiotics. So, Bruce, what do you have to tell our listeners with regard to that 5-day 400 billion formulation from Garden of Life?
Yeah, that one's a really powerful. It's actually our most powerful probiotic in terms of cell count. It's called 5-Day Max Care. And you're right, it's specifically designed to help repopulate the colon after there has been any damage to our ecosystem from medications or cleansing or even just years of a train wreck American diet. I would say that it doesn't necessarily have to be used, or it was not necessarily only intended for intravenous medications. There are a lot of people that go too strong with even natural, like oregano oil and so on, there's a lot of really strong antimicrobials, which are very useful. Don't get me wrong. Oregano oil is amazing. It's great to have. But there are people who go, you know, maybe too strong on it or use it at the wrong time, which can act like a pharmaceutical antibiotic. They're very potent in terms of destroying some of the good guy strains that exist in our body. So 5-day max care, I think this is one of our most sophisticated products because we're combining prebiotic fibers made from Jerusalem artichoke, you know, an organic Jerusalem artichoke extract. And those fibers are very special in encouraging the growth of selective strains of bacteria. So it's a very strong probiotic at 400 billion guaranteed. And then it's also a really strong prebiotic at gram level, you know, not just a few hundred milligrams, but thousands of milligrams, you know, actual gram amounts of prebiotic fibers that really encourage and feed those good guy strains of bacteria. So yes, it's very much designed for, you know, rebuilding after medications or cleansing or any time the microbiome has been damaged. And then you mentioned, or Al mentioned, the ultimate care. That's actually the same blend. So it's the same strain mix, and it's meant to repopulate the colon after it's been damaged. And that one does not have the prebiotic. It's a simpler, it's a capsule mix, and there's 30 servings. You take one pill a day, whereas the 5-day max, like it says, is 5 days, and there's a little scoop, and you take a pretty good-sized bolus of powder each day because you're really jump-starting and really repopulating in the most aggressive way. It's like DEFCON 5 of the probiotic market.
DEFCON 5, yes, brings to mind creates a picture in our minds, something serious. So very, very focused approaches with these probiotics. So we have the 5-day max. And what about using for children? There's a kid's formula. One of the questions that I have is very often kids are recommended to have an antibiotic, possibly for an ear infection or upper respiratory infection. And I was just reading, there was an article on the internet talking about how those antibiotics actually not only don't do the correct job, but actually leave the kids in a position that their immune system is even less able to cope with infectious microbes. So what do you have to share with our listeners with regard to giving kids after an antibiotic prescription?
I believe that will become the future of medicine, that I believe in, you know, in 10 or maybe 50 years, I don't know how long, but I believe we will see a change with mainstream medical care with regard to pediatric medicine and how antibiotics are administered. Because right now we're seeing lots of evidence, lots of research about how early exposure to antibiotics, you know, including during infancy and toddler age and even preteen ages, how that type of change in our microbiome may give us a higher risk of developing serious immune problems later in our life. I mean, there's a kind of scary research out there about antibiotics. So you're very much correct that we need to start replenishing and rebuilding those early, young, developing microbiomes of children and babies. So we do make one of our most important product lines is for children, and we make the raw probiotics for kids, which is a powder, and is even directed for infants down to 3 months of age, which is great. I mean, there are a lot of babies who have digestive problems, who have, you know, they're spitting up and having reflux type of symptoms early on that can be a strong indicator that their microbiome may be in trouble. Skin problems can certainly indicate also that their microbiome may be in trouble. And boy, the letters we get on the kids' probiotics are phenomenal. And I believe that any parent who's, you know, having their child on antibiotics, which, hey, there's times when you need to, they should be really seriously investigating a strong probiotic to be taken during or even after the antibiotic. And, you know, there used to be a lot of concern that we need to separate the dose in terms of time, that you don't want to take them at the same time. There used to be a lot of concern that taking probiotics may interfere with the effect of the antibiotic original purpose. Now those concerns have been pretty much put to rest. We now know that you should just make sure to get your probiotic any old time, whether you take it at the same time or not, it will still work, and also that it will not interfere with the original purpose of the antibiotic to eradicate the infection that you're originally taking it for in the beginning. So it's really a great idea for anybody, and not just children, but I would say especially children, to be getting probiotics, you know, during and after any antibiotic regimen. And the average American is now known to be taking 17 courses of antibiotics during their lifetime. And this is a game changer for the human microbiome and may predispose us to all those crumbling immune system scenarios that are looking like they're killing most Westerners here. It's all about our immune system.
It's so important for our listeners to understand that, yes, indeed, any time you have been using an antibiotic, crucially important to be mindful of taking the probiotic. And yes, indeed, you can take the probiotic at the very same time that you're taking your antibiotic therapy. Critically important to maintain that microbiome. And it is so specifically supportive of immune health, brain chemistry, digestive chemistry, that whole profile of evaluations for wellness. And so in this time, the cold weather, the changeable weather, there are so many difficulties associated with maintaining a very, very strong immune response when you're exposed to some pathogen. And here is a very benign, very comprehensively beneficial approach to maintain that healthy digestive system and specifically that healthy immune system response. And it isn't quite time for us to take a break, but maybe this is a good, easy time to take a short break. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here in Boca Raton, and Mr. Al Forman is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Remember that Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, also known as 441, in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. So come and see us today. All kinds of wonderful opportunities to support health and well-being at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And on the phone, our very special guest, Mr. Bruce Topping, educator for Garden of Life, and we're focusing specifically on the unique array of Garden of Life probiotics. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We're going to introduce Kyle to our listeners. Hi, Kyle. Tell us what you do at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Well, I make sure that we have a large variety of items at the everyday low prices for everyone to live healthy, affordably.
Okay, and your specialty, having that large array of items, is mostly the food choices. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So if anyone would like a particular food product, should they come and talk to Kyle?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Kyle, we look forward to our customers meeting you. Now they know your name and your voice.
Yep, and I'm here 5 days a week.
Janna Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and we are joined this morning with a very special guest, Bruce Topping, and our licensed nutritional counselor, Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be at the WWNN studios in Boca. I happen to be sitting in her office right now, and I'm looking at the 27 different products from Garden of Life, which include the 400 billion raw probiotic, 5-day max care, and the 100 billion ultimate care. And each of those products, I just find it hard to believe they're so inexpensive. And at Save-A-Lot, all you're going to pay for either one of these products is only $27.29. The three kids products that we spoke about before the break, we have the chewable probiotic, and that's Organic Kids 5 billion guaranteed, which has 14 probiotic strains. And that retail price here at Save-A-Lot is only $14.99. The raw probiotic for kids in the powder form is only $18.39. And then the original Primal Defense for kids, which I know we may get time to touch upon today, is only $18.29. But I'm looking at many condition-specific formulas for men and women. And we're looking at a prenatal formula. We're looking at a urinary tract formula. We're looking at a Fitbiotic formula, which is going to help people in their weight management. Then we're looking at a one daily ultra, a mood enhancing probiotic, a one daily men's. So there are many different products within the line of Garden of Life. And it's too bad we only have an hour to discuss these, because I think it would require to do with them justice more than an hour. But we're going to get as much information as possible from Janet Cimarelli and our special guest, Mr. Bruce Topping. So, Janet, back to you.
And so here's a list that might be astonishing for our listeners. The beneficial bacteria are not only going to support your immune system, but you're going to enhance your digestion. So if you're dealing with gas and bloating, indigestion, heartburn, that kind of thing, using a probiotic may very well be the very thing to get you over those distressing symptoms. But in addition, people who are battling elevated cholesterol levels, thyroid problems, blood sugar problems, stress situations. So many diverse areas of your health can be affected by a deficiency of beneficial bacteria in the gut. Okay, Bruce, when you are out on the trail talking to people and you get to answer their questions, what's one of the most common questions that you get from your audiences?
Wow, there's a lot of them. I guess the timing of the probiotics is a big one. You know, people
okay.
ask me, when should I take my probiotic? And there's been many schools of thought. All the old books say on an empty stomach is the best time to take your probiotic. The newer research seems to indicate that it's probably best to take your probiotic with the highest carbohydrate meal of the day, such as a bowl of oatmeal or a stir fry with some rice or grains. This is because the probiotics feed on some of those simple sugars and fibers, and this activates a lot of their defensive mechanisms, you know, where they produce their own carotenoids and polyphenols, which are compounds that help them survive through that journey into the colon, because they have to make it through all the gastric secretions of hydrochloric acid and pepsin and then bile and bicarbonates. And, you know, there's all these different sort of challenges that the bacteria have to survive through. I will say that when you're buying the caliber of probiotic strains that we're selling, this probably doesn't matter as much. And we're basically buying the all-star strains from some of the best strain banks in the world, and we've paid a lot of money for these strains. So they, you know, when we buy them, they come with a whole ream of data about how well they survive through acid and bile and pepsin and pancreatin and so on and so forth. But in general, I'll say that's a very common question. And I always say, with your highest carb meal of the day, it's probably the best time to take it. But I'll also add that for many people, that's hard to do. And the number one thing is to just simply take it whenever you remember. I know for many, it's tough when they're in the fridge. These products have to be refrigerated. And in the fridge, it's sometimes out of sight, out of mind. For many people, it's just whenever they remember to get up in the morning and take it, even an empty stomach, that will still provide a lot of benefit. And I'll also want to add that if you want to get the most bang for your buck with probiotics, and this is true of any strain from any brand, I always want people to buy the best, which is, you know, Garden of Life, but I would really encourage people to add prebiotics to their regimen. And prebiotics are something that you don't often find in a probiotic except in tiny, minuscule doses. And to do any good, we need gram levels. We can't just rely on 400 milligrams. That's not enough to do much. And that's why I love, you know, the FitBiotic product in our doctor-formulated line. And I love the one we mentioned before, the 5-Day Max Care. We also, you know, if you don't want to buy those two that have the prebiotics already in there in the package, we do make the prebiotics available. Just as a standalone product, and it's made from acacia gum, which is the most dense prebiotic fiber ever found on Earth. You can get this from food, but it's hard unless you eat a lot of raw artichokes and dandelion greens, and you know, there's not a lot of foods that are that high in prebiotics that are, you know, common, and if only cheese and bread were higher, you know, in prebiotics. Unfortunately, they're not. And so I really do believe that our industry and the whole market has sort of suffered, that we haven't gotten the message out as much about the prebiotics and the whole synergy approach of getting pre and pro together. And I wanted to say on the air that I believe that is the future of the probiotic market and research community.
It's so important for people to understand that truly this can be the future of medicine, because not only are these beneficial bacteria going to provide a therapeutic effect if there is an infectious agent creating a problem for an individual's health, but in addition, they are the necessary population to maintain both digestion and, as I mentioned before, mental health to minimize the possibility of stress. If you would tell our listeners exactly how the beneficial bacteria has the potential to reduce your physical reaction and your psychological reaction to stress.
Yeah, so this has to do with a huge wave of, I would call it a whole frontier of research about what is now called the gut-brain axis, that our gut and our brain are actually connected in more ways than we knew even 5 years ago. We, for example, have just recently discovered lymphatic tissue in the brain. And lymphatic tissue has been known in the body for, you know, 1,000 years, but nobody knew that it connected right into the brain until last August. I mean, we're talking 2015, and we're still discovering parts of human anatomy, which is kind of mind-blowing. How bacteria relate to stress is essentially that they make neurotransmitters. In fact, it turns out that most of the neurotransmitters that allow our neurons, our brain cells, to communicate, those neurotransmitters mostly are not found in the brain, which is another one of these weird sort of curveballs that a human anatomy has thrown at us, that we're left understanding that, gosh, it turns out that most of our neurotransmitters are actually found in the gut, in the intestine. And this turns out to affect our very personality. You know, it affects how we handle stress. It affects, you know, how much we love mom. It's due to their effect on, you know, neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin and oxytocin and GABA. And right now, everyone's talking about one of the most important hormones in all of human health, and that is called leptin. And it's the main driver of whether we get fat or not. And there's a lot of talk about how the main regulator of leptin is a part of our brain called the hypothalamus. And so everyone's been looking and researching obesity for 50 years now. And there's been some really big reveals in the last 10 years about our brain and how it really does connect to all these metabolic hormones like insulin and glucagon and ghrelin. And these affect hunger, and they affect appetites, and they even affect how we burn calories when we're sleeping. So there's been a huge amount of research looking at how the neurotransmitters in our brain not just deal with stress, but even deal with our motivation to eat food and how we handle trauma. It's an amazing frontier of research. And this is where our man, Dr. David Perlmutter, has come in really handy. I mean, if anybody listening to the show hasn't heard of this guy, I mean, he's a Florida native, and he has been in the business for over 20 years in the trenches, dealing with neurological disease and finding out that the microbiome may be the most powerful lever that has ever been discovered in the field of neurology in terms of helping people's brain. So yeah, it's these bacteria, these little critters in our colon, they make neurotransmitters and they influence the activity of other neurotransmitters. So it's a very powerful line of research.
Dr. Perlmutter has so much information with regard to maintaining a diverse microbiome, and he talks about the importance of that diversity. And unfortunately, in developed nations, very frequently, the diversity that is such a critical aspect of how our bodies and brains work, that diversity has been minimized. And in indigenous cultures, there is a very diverse microbiome contributing to the ability to fight off viruses and bacteria and so on. So the information from a very well-known and highly regarded scientist, a practicing neurologist, it's astonishing the kinds of information that he's able to bring to the formulations that Garden of Life now has on the shelf at Save-A-Lot, the doctor formulated probiotics. And what we're going to do is take a short break right now, and when we come back, talk very specifically about the doctor formulated probiotics that are available from Garden of Life. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, brought to you by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, located in Margate. Mr. Al Foreman is there in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center right now, and I will be joining him from 1 to 7 today. So if you have any questions about the probiotics you may be using, about the digestive enzymes, about absorption issues that you might be dealing with, come on in and talk to me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I will be there from 1 to 7 today. And in the meantime, stay tuned for more information from our very special guest, Mr. Bruce Topping. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I hope our listeners are really enjoying all this great, valuable information that Bruce Topping has been sharing with us. I think this is a category that everybody should be part of their daily supplement regimen by using a probiotic. And the various formulations that Guard of Life has developed with the help of Bruce Topping and Dr. Perlmutter, I think will fit into anybody's lifestyle. It gives you a wide variety of choices and a wide variety of how you can use them. If you need help in determining which one is best for you, as Janet pointed out, she will be available today from 1 to 7, tomorrow, Friday, from 4 to 8, and Saturday, we are going to be closing at 4 o'clock due to Christmas Eve, but she will be available from 12 to 4 on Saturday as well. And at this point, I would like to take the opportunity to wish all of our listeners, no matter what your religion, a very healthy, a very happy, and a prosperous new holiday season coming up upon us. And with that, Janet, let me turn it back to you so we can get some more information from Bruce about some of these formulations that Dr. Perlmutter formulated.
Thanks, Al. And it's very interesting because I did want to go right into Dr. Formulated line of probiotics from Garden of Life. But during the break, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, the people who are listening, they're going to be kind of stepping off the straight and narrow with regard to the food choices that they're making over this holiday season. And I think one of the most significant offenders where people are stepping off the straight and narrow would have to be sugar. Now, we're talking about prebiotics, and there are certain starches, non-digestible fibers, so to speak, that are that family of prebiotics. And we're talking about the fuel that the probiotics need in order to sustain themselves and be delivered to your gut. Where does sugar fit into this whole picture, Bruce?
Yeah, so sugar obviously is you know, not helpful for helping our microbiome grow. Sugar mostly is a fuel. I mean, it can feed a lot of bacteria, but the problem with it is that it is all broken down in the small intestine, and none of it reaches the large intestine, so it doesn't feed any of the big good guy strains in the colon. It's all absorbed out of the gut pretty quickly. So we want, you know, technically they are sugars. I mean, they're non-digestible sugars. They're big glucose polymers. Those are called fiber. And fiber is, of course, not going to raise your blood sugar or make you fat or do any of the bad stuff. So it's only, you know, technically a saccharide, a sugar. But fibers can be really effective when they're of big, long chains, not the simple, you know, glucose or fructose or maltose or any of those disaccharides that we find out there in the little, you know, sweet candy bar section. We're talking about what the sugars that are found in beans, for example, or a good example. Or if you look at breast milk, I'm always fascinated when I look at breast milk because it's now known that almost a third of breast milk is made up of sugars that humans can't digest and that are only for bacteria. And to me, that's just a really powerful statement about the importance of human bacteria. Like, gosh, it's a third of mother's first food is bacterial fuel called oligosaccharides that are really special and really dramatically grow the bifidobacterium strains in our colon. So I'm an evangelist out there. As I go around the country, I'm trying to beat the drum for prebiotics because I find that they really encourage all the benefits so much more than just taking probiotics alone. I think our industry has gotten the message out about probiotics. Heck, it's even on TV now. But prebiotics are probably 10 years away, and that's a shame because most people are going to get 10 times the benefit when they combine the two rather than taking either one alone. They really are, the synergy is amazing.
That's a dramatic statement. 10 times the benefit from your probiotics when you use the correct array of prebiotics. Now, will any fiber work as a prebiotic?
No. So, you know, technically all prebiotics are fibers, but not all fiber is prebiotic. And it has to do with the chemical bonds that make up the fiber. So some fibers have many, many bonds. Other fibers have a simple single bond. You know, like there's a prebiotic that's well known called fructooligosaccharide, known as FOS. And it's well known. It does work. It has research. But it's a single bond. It's fructose and glucose. And so it's broken down in about 4 to 5 hours. Whereas the acacia gum that we're selling is broken down in over 24 hours. I mean, it takes a long time for the bacteria to break all those bonds. And it lasts all the way through the colon, not just the ascending colon, not just the transverse colon, but even into the sigmoid and descending portion. So we're feeding much more bacteria. And the entire time the bacteria are in there, breaking down those fibers, they're making all their acids and enzymes and hormones and neurotransmitters and vitamins and antibodies and all the good stuff that they do that we need for human health. So it's, you know, to me, yeah, I'll say 10 times is probably, legitimate. I mean, I've heard Perlmutter even say that it's more important for him every day to get his prebiotic than it is to get his probiotic. And that's coming from a guy who spent years teaching about the value of probiotics. I mean, he has seen the light that it's both. We need both.
So we've talked about the importance of supporting your mental health with the probiotics and certainly going to get enhanced effect from your probiotics when there is the correct profile of prebiotics available as well. We've talked about the effect on leptin and with regard to hunger. We've talked about immune response. We've talked about how you're going to improve your digestion. So if there are listeners out there, and I know there are so many because I do speak to them when they come to see me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, that those people are dealing with heartburn, indigestion, reflux, constipation, all kinds of digestive issues. What haven't we covered, Bruce? What else do our listeners need to know about choosing the correct probiotic for them?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like we've just scratched the surface, even though that's an impressive list when you compile all the areas we've already discussed. I guess for me, it's about putting it all together. It's not just one gimmick. I don't just look for one feature. I look for a probiotic that has high cell count. I look for them to use studied strains. I look for them to ship cold and have a good diversity. And I also want them to be formulated by an expert in the field who really knows what all the studies are saying. Because right now there are stacks of studies on probiotics. And this is where Dr. Perlmutter has come in so helpful for us to go through and evaluate all the strains that exist and all the studies and research papers and try to pick great strains with lots of innovation, you know, special prebiotic fibers, special packaging that allows it to be sitting on the shelf, you know, some of the first organic botanicals that have ever been added to probiotics, you know, special certifications like organic probiotics. We're in this game for innovation. We want to look for the best strains, the best technologies, the best innovations, and work with the leaders in the field, like Dr. Perlmutter, to make the most effective probiotic product line that's ever existed on the shelf. I think we have done just that. And Garden of Life started with probiotics. That was our very first product over 15 years ago. We continue to be a leader in that field, and I always want people to think of us as among the very best.
Can people get into trouble? Can they take too much or too many probiotics?
Great question. Sometimes you'll create a turf war wherein, you know, we're sending in the acid and enzyme secreting team, and we can run into sort of a little bit of an altercation where the bad guy strains that may already exist in the colon start interacting with all the good guy strains that we have just inoculated into their colon with the pills or powder. And this can create gurgling and eructations or loose, urgent stool, sometimes even create skin responses or headaches. These are all actually symptoms of eradicating the wastes It's sort of like when you chip apart all these bad guy strains of bacteria, you chop them into little spores, all their little spore fragments. The pieces of their cell wall start to become absorbed into the lymph and blood. And this can elicit a big immune response. Our body goes into cleanup mode. And it can give you a slight immune response as your body's, you know, dealing with all these waste products from the battle, so to speak. And this is usually seen as a good thing. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. And, you know, there have been a few instances where people have allergic responses. I mean, probiotics, some of them make histamine. Most of them degrade histamines and tyramines, but they do create certain active amine compounds that rarely, although it's been known to happen, can induce an allergic response. I've actually never met anybody who's had that happen, but I've read about it. So there are contraindications out there. Anybody who's on an immunosuppressant medication, like they've had an organ transplant done, they would want to talk to a practitioner. But in general, probiotics have among the best track records. They are, you know, generally something that humans have been eating for thousands of years. So they're not so scary.
You mentioned headache, and when people are dealing with headaches, I often tell them it is a toxic situation accumulating. So here's, instead of focusing always on going to an anti-inflammatory pain reliever, possibly using a beneficial probiotic will do the job. Bruce, I want to tell you, thank you so much for joining us for this hour. It has been incredibly informative and very helpful for our listeners.
Thank you for having
Excellent
me.
Show.
A real pleasure.
And
Janet, you did a great job. Thank you.
And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.